This is Pulse 2 Match Day Rewind.
McGowan goes square, might be a chance left for his strike, and they go for goal, and Sattermeyer away to his left-hand side with a good save. It came through a crowd, that. I think it was Lee Molyneux, and Sattermeyer down low to his left, puts it behind for a corner.
Vukic inside the box, back again to Moraes, sends it deep over towards Meredith, who hits it, and it's gone behind for the corner kick. Well, it was super football, that, turning defence into attack, really fast-flowing. You could see exactly what they wanted to do there, and but for a defender getting in the way, that would have been in the back of the net, and 1-0 to City. As it is, it remains 0-0 on Pulse 2 Matchday Live.
Yeah, it was good, that.
Cardle and Clark at centre-back today, both played at the weekend, so too did Harris Vukic. First half at least, Vukic closes in on the penalty area, shoots, and it's gone just wide of the right and upright. I thought for a split second that was going in.
Here is McNulty, plays it back to Moraes, chip right across the face, goal, might be a chance, and a goal for Harris Vukic. Well, he was disappointing and should have scored on Saturday. He gets his goal tonight on the half volley, and City are in front here. It was Mullen, he puts a man on the ground, Windle, and right across the face, and goal, scores. City's lead lasted 90 seconds. Mullen on as a substitute, drops the shoulder, Windle falls over, and he picks the bottom left-hand corner. Nothing Sattermeyer could do about that from 8 yards out. And it's a very good finish from the sub, and it is now all happening here at the Globe Arena. It is 1-1, and it's a race between Meredith and Dunn. Although Meredith fears he couldn't get that, might be a chance here. Stops and who scores? City have been undone from their own corner. Flag stays down, they all have a look at it, but from one end to the other, and in comes the ball. Nobody marking Stockton because the centre-backs were still up there, and he tucks it home past Sattermeyer, who's still looking at the assistant on the far side. But they've come from behind to take the lead here. 2-1 away by McCardle, who made a brave block. It's back into Stockton again, goes for goal. It's a massive deflection, hits the woodwork, and they've scored again. Well, Sattermeyer never moved, because it took a massive deflection off a City man. It could have been McArdle, hits the inside of the post, no chance for the keeper, and from being one up, City are 3-1 down.
Well, what an astonishing turnaround. Vukic standing to the right of it, Moraes to the left, there's a five-man wall. It is Vukic who takes it, brilliant! Oh, what a stunning freak from Harris Vukic, who salutes the crowd again. City right back in the game, and as things stand, they're going to win the group, because it's now Morecambe 3, City 2. They've given it away, though, but it doesn't matter. The final whistle goes, and City have lost, and they celebrate, and so too to Morecambe. It's finished Morecambe 3, Bradford City 2.